Sometimes the crisis is too few offspring, and sometimes it's far, far too many. That's the situation in Istanbul with cats. They're a fixture of the Turkish city. And whether locals like it or not, Istanbul has developed a reputation as a kingdom for cats. But the reality, some say, is much bleaker, as Dalia Mortada reports.
It's 5 p.m., feeding time for these Istanbul street cats. 65-year-old Veysel has been visiting the cats in this park twice a day for the past 10 years. The sweet old man with kind blue eyes can't stand to see them hungry. And there are lots of mouths to feed in this place, nicknamed Cat Park. The park is an attraction in this high-end Istanbul neighborhood. Cool-looking guys with hipster beards sit casually as cats curl up on their laps. Kids run around trying to pet every kitten they can find. I often come by for my own kitten therapy.
Hi. You like being carried?
It can be a heaven for cat lovers, but not always.
Yardım edenler için iyi, kediler için.
Veysel says it's great when he sees people helping the cats, but there are plenty of cruel people too. He saw one woman recently. She was so terrible. I told her to go away, he says, getting worked up. I was so mad, I cursed at her.
Oh, there's Princess. She's so sweet.
That's the fluffy orange. The fluffy, white. I can see her from here. She looks like a princess.
She is a princess.
Hilary Sable is a British woman who's been taking care of the cats in her Istanbul neighborhood for the past 5 years. She says it's really tough to see Istanbul portrayed as a cat safe haven in the media when she's part of a network that takes care of the animals.
The people who come here come to the areas where the foreigners live or the tourist areas, and they do not see the 90% of Istanbul where the cats are dying in the street from neglect, illness, being kicked by the local kids.
Hillary has become a sort of fixture in her neighborhood for the human and feline residents.
I give her food every day when I walk down to the clinic. Hey, Princess! Hello! Hello, fat girl! Hello! Yeah! In my bag, there's a little bag of food. If you can give her some of that.
Okay.
Hello, you little fat girl.
She feeds a few dozen cats every day. She knows when an unfamiliar animal has entered her neighborhood or when a cat goes missing. Istanbul's furry residents have been around for centuries. Old depictions of the city often include at least one cat. They've been loved by Ottoman sultans and even the Prophet Muhammad.
Hazreti Muhammed savaşa gidiyormuş.
According to Aynur, an Istanbul resident visiting the cat park, the Muslim prophet loved cats so much that one time he diverted his entire army so he wouldn't disrupt a mother feeding her kittens in the middle of the road. But this neighborhood isn't really the norm in Istanbul. The reality is that there are hundreds of thousands of cats in the city, in dumpsters and garbage cans, spreading disease and getting hurt on Istanbul's crowded streets. While there are some government services, there aren't many, and so this so-called heaven for cats is often more of a hell for the felines and the people who care about them. For the world, I'm Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.
After Dahlia's story, I feel obliged to tell you that we have cats on our website. Go there now. You know you want to. It's PRI.org. You're listening to The World.